The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody, welcome along to The Punt. A little bit different this week, a bit of an international flavour, mainly because I'm in Florida and decided to get up at the crack of dawn to do The Punt. That's the dedication I'm trying to show this, guys. We've got Robbie Savage and Ron Atkinson on the line. Derek McGovern, he's on holiday as well, couldn't connect to him.
Can we get him?
Can't get hold of him.
Listen, yeah, I'm surprised people take a mid-season break, you know, and go on holiday.
It's unbelievable, isn't it, really? if we'd done this yesterday, I think we'd have all been on holiday, wouldn't we? We're going to start with the TV games as usual and go through the full fixture list for the Premier League. First game this weekend is 12:45, Tottenham versus Fulham. Well, inconsistency reigns, really. 4-0, they lost 3-1 to Benfica, 1-0 to Arsenal, then drew with Benfica, came back to beat Southampton 3-2, thumped at Anfield, 5-1 against Sunderland, 3-3. The only consistency, really, is Eriksen. As for Fulham, back to winning ways, back-to-back wins, guys. First time since October when they beat Stoke and Palace, then they lost 6 on the bounce. Can Fulham get anything at Tottenham, Ron, do you think? Is it
I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility that Fulham could get a result. You know, two wins back-to-back have given them a big confidence. But do Fulham win three games on the bounce in the Premiership? I doubt it. But I could see them going there and scrapping and getting a draw out of it, because Tottenham, sometimes you never know where you are with them at the moment, as you've just said. So I think Fulham could go there and get a draw.
Yeah, Robbie, do you think think that's all? I mean, how far can Fulham go with this run? Some people are saying they'll stay up now.
I thought last week for Fulham was massive. I thought that victory against Norwich, I think they'll stay up now. I'm not sure they can go to Spurs again. I think Spurs will probably win it narrowly, low on the goals. I mean, I'll go a 1-0 or 2-1 win for Spurs, but I think Fulham will stay up and I think Norwich will go down.
Oh, really? Yeah. Big shout that. 8-15 the price of Tottenham, and Fulham priced up at 5-1. Eriksen might be worth a look at gold as well.
What's the odds for Fulham to stay up?
Oh, now you're asking me, Robbie. I'm trying to access the odds on an American connection when you're not allowed to bet in America. That's tricky. But I think they were priced up about 8-13 to stay up before the weekend.
Oh, yeah, right.
Draw price run is 3-1, which is quite a big price, isn't it?
Yeah. That would be my take on it. Yeah.
Talking about Spurs, Ron, you know, what about Gareth Bale's goal?
Who described it as he went 5 yards off the track, ate 3 hamburgers, came back and not make the key. Mind you, the keeper was a little bit, but it was a great goal, full mark.
He scored with the Wales, you know, against, I think it was against Iceland on the right side.
Yeah, there's some big reports about that now. Eric Harrison has never been wrong. He told Fergie years ago that Gareth Bale is the best young player in Britain.
I got a letter up, Eric Harrison, you know, when I left United, Ron, and he put that a private letter saying he was shocked that I got let go, believe it or not.
Hey, by the way, Robbie, I've got the same letter. that was when the guy, the curator at the Man United Museum, asked me, he said, "Ron, have you got anything we can put in the museum?" I said, "You can have me B45.
Brilliant. So we're going, you're going for a draw, Ron.
I'm going for a draw, yeah.
Tottenham narrow win.
Tottenham narrow win for Robbie. He could probably have a 1-0 or a 2-1 there. Even a draw would keep pressure on Norwich, remember, and we'll come on to their game in a second or two. But the tea time game on Saturday is 5:30. Chelsea 1-5 to beat Sunderland, who are 14-1. It's 5-1 the draw. Chelsea 2 points off Liverpool. They win all four. They're champions, of course. It's interesting against Sunderland because they got beaten in a League Cup match against them. They beat them 4-3 in December, of course. So, you know, there's a few strange results there. As for Sunderland, pulled out one of the results of the season, I guess, really. Getting the draw in midweek at City. 2 games in hand still, but 6 points from safety. 15 to play for, Robbie. Hard to see Sunderland going to Chelsea and getting a point or better.
Yeah, no, I think, and I know Conor Wickham's got a couple of goals midweek against City. The keeper had a shocker, Manone, who's been good all year, but I just thought if they'd have won that one, 2-1 at City, bit of momentum, they might have stayed up. They're dead and buried. They're not going to stay up. and I think Chelsea will win 2-0. I'm going Chelsea 3-0.
Do you seem to agree with that, Ron? Was that a flash in the pan from Sunderland?
Well, yeah, I think it's more what the other team do. I think Chelsea will make sure they don't lose. They'll win it. Chelsea will win it to nothing. May not get three, may get two, but they'll win it to nothing. What Chelsea won't do at home is slip up, I don't think, against teams like this. And I've said all along, I actually think there's something not quite right and hasn't been at Manchester City. That's why those sort of results can happen.
Yeah, it seemed that way, didn't it? Just when they needed a big win, they didn't come up with it. Let's have a look at the next TV game then. Norwich versus Liverpool. Massive game for both clubs, of course, on Easter Sunday. 12 o'clock start, 8-1 Norwich, 7-2 the draw. Liverpool priced up at 4-11. I guess Norwich will know what they need to do. Apart from West Brom, most of their relegation rivals will have played. Not that it matters, I suppose, when you go up against this Liverpool side, because they've got a horrific record against them and Suarez. They lost 3-0 last time out against them, 5-2 the time before that, 5-0 before that, 5-1 before that. Of the 18 goals that Liverpool have scored against them in those matches, Suarez has got 11 run.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we should really be saying 4-0 Liverpool, Suarez a hat-trick. I mean, that would be the form guide. The only thing that concerns me a little bit is Norwich haven't got the worst home record in the world. You know, and they drew with Man City the other week, didn't they, at home? That's the only thing that would put me off sort of straight away saying Liverpool hiding. Give them a good hiding. I think Liverpool might have a narrow victory this time. You know, I mean, it may be a 2-1.
I'll tell you what, what's the odds for the Suarez hat-trick again?
Yeah, 1-2.
Oh, no, is that 1-2 for an hat-trick?
I'm joking, but it should be.
I'm going to go 3-0 Liverpool.
Going on what Ron said, do you think they could hold out till half-time, Robbie? That's got to be the tactic.
I'll go Liverpool half-time, full-time, 3-0.
Yeah, big second half. Then. Yeah. Ron, you're just going Liverpool, with Suarez to be involved as well?
No, I think just about, but I think it'll be a lot closer than it's assumed. You know, I'm half tempted to go for a draw, but I think Liverpool are just about nick it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. What, are you saying that just because the nerves will start to tell? Because they haven't looked a nervous team, have they?
No, I don't think they will. I think Liverpool at the moment will be on, like I said last week, Liverpool would like to play a game every day of the week at the moment. If they could play all four matches this week, they'd have played them. Their adrenaline flow at the moment is so high at the moment. I bet he has a job now, Brendan Rodgers, keeping them from sort of charging out the dressing room. They'll be on fire. But I just think Norwich, looking at one or two of their home results, where they don't get too many hammerings at home. So I think they might nick something out of it.
Hey, Robbie, I found that Suarez hat-trick. William Hill do these Opta stats, these special offers. Suarez hat-trick, are you ready for this? 10-1. Can you believe that? 10-1 for a Suarez to score a hat-trick in this match when he's done it so many times before and like he's got such a great record against him. 11 goals in 5 Barclays League matches. 10-1.
As of Suarez, though, only scored 3 in about his last 10 games.
Yeah, he has been a bit off the pace, to be fair, hasn't he? I mean, he's been involved in everything.
That talk about him getting the goal that took him past Robbie Fowler's Liverpool Premier record. But he can't get to the, he ain't got to the 30 mark yet, has he? You know, that seemed to be quite a long time coming for him by his own standards.
Quite a few people get on that 10-1 this weekend. Hull versus Arsenal is a 2:05 game on Easter Sunday. 4-1 Hull, 9-4 the draw. 4-5 for Arsenal. Dress rehearsal for the cup final, although as we know, they seldom act like one, do they? Hull probably still feel they need a point or two to be safe, but most people outside of the Hull camp would say they've just about got there. Arsenal may sniff third spot yet, Robbie, do you think? I mean, will they be looking at Man City and thinking we've got to chase them down hard because they might be showing signs of giving up?
No, I think Arsenal fourth. I think that what a huge blow for Everton. And I think Arsenal will win every one of their games left now. They're four decent games, aren't they? They can win every one.
Yeah, they're all very winnable, aren't they?
So I think that the Everton result for Arsenal has been massive. For them to lose at home to Crystal Palace was a huge advantage to Arsenal. Now I don't think they'll blow it. I think they'll finish fourth in the FA Cup. And I think they'll beat Hull here and in the final. So I'm going to go with Arsenal win and to finish fourth.
And when you look back, Ron, on the season, you finish fourth and you win the FA Cup, that wouldn't be bad at all, would it?
That's decent. I don't think they'll win this one, mind. I've got a feeling that this will be, I could see quite a decent scoring draw here. You know, Hull will bring back the two strikers, won't they? You know, the two lads who have both come tight, they'll both come back in. And I can see something like a 2-2 draw here. You know, there's going to be a massive atmosphere because the fans will be, all those 50,000 regular Hull fans will all be there at matches now. You know, and I could see a massive. In fact, I played golf with a lad the other day. He said, "Can you get me two?" I played golf with him for years. He said, "Can you get me two tickets?" I said, "Why are you at the Hull end?" He said, "Well, I'm from Hull. I've been playing golf with him for years. I never know he's from Hull." There we go. Yeah.
These Hull glory fans.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see a 2-2 draw here.
4:10 on Easter Sunday, three matches on Easter Sunday, so a bumper day. It's Everton versus Manchester United, 6-4 Everton, 2-1 the draw, 2-1 for Manchester United in this game. As Robbie just mentioned, that slip up after all the good work may have cost them fourth place, and they'll be absolutely kicking themselves because they've done so well this season. And perhaps one more ignominy for David Moyes, I guess, after everything that's happened. Looks like Liverpool might just equal the 19 league titles. No Champions League football, no trophy, of course. Everton look like we'll finish above Man United, and they might get a terrible reception from the Everton fans. They say they're upset, guys, because he tried to poach all their best players. I think they'll be giving him a round of applause for poaching Fellaini, won't they?
Behave yourself. Fellaini was a good Everton player, and you know it. I knew you were, yeah. You know what? I fancy United strongly here. Can Everton do the double over United? I wouldn't think so. And I was tempted for a draw, but I got a feeling that United will beat them. I think it'll be a little bit of that. All right, Rooney apparently is going to play. You know, he's back, and he'll get almost as much stick as David Moyes, won't he? You know, and hey, ironic. Has Fellaini scored yet? He's got one, hasn't he?
No. It'd
be ironic if he played and got the winner, wouldn't it? Him and Rooney to score, Everton to win 2-1. Sorry, Liverpool. Sorry, Man U to win 2-1.
Yeah, that would be some.
I go the reverse. I think Everton 2-1, but I think that result against Palace has cost them that fourth place. But I'll go the reverse. Everton 2-1.
That'll go down well in the Moyes household, no doubt. Easter Monday, 8 p.m. Manchester City try to get back on track against another relegation threatened team, West Bromwich Albion. It's 2-9 for Manchester City, 9-2 the draw, and 14-1 for the Baggies. Just disastrous, the draw at home to Sunderland for them. West Brom can't do that again, can they, Robbie? They can't go to City and get something. Generally, they don't beat City, but they've only lost by the odd goal on a couple of occasions. Can they get a draw there?
No, I don't think they can. To be fair, I'd have said Sunderland would have got beat, but battered by City. But I'm not sure West Brom can go there and get anything. The thing for me, City, I think massive pressure on Pellegrini from now on. I think, you know, that stat come out about them being the most highest paid club in the world, wasn't it? Ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
And if you only win the Capital One Cup, is not good enough for me. You lose against Wigan at home in the FA Cup. You don't lay a glove on Barcelona in the Champions League. You get back to 2-2 at Liverpool, and then you lose the game, and then you lose draw at home against Sunderland. So I don't think it's been good enough from Pellegrini, I'm afraid, not at all. And I think he's under massive pressure, and I think by December, if they're not in a good position, I think they might look for somebody else. I really do.
It's amazing that, Robin.
It's not been good enough. I had a column on it this morning, and people are having a go at me. But if you think that they are the highest paid team in the world, and they only win the Capital One Cup. Is that good enough, really?
Yeah, I suppose. Do you agree with that?
On the game point of view, I would go, I think it'll be a convincing City win. It's got to be, because if they give another Sunderland-type performance. Why didn't David Silva play the other day? He didn't play, did he? He didn't start.
I'm not sure the reason why, Ron, actually.
I didn't think he did. Anyway, I mean, with him back there, a different... Everybody says about Toure and all that, and I accept all that, but I think Silva's vital. I think Silva unlocks doors, and I think people like Negredo and Aguero and Dzeko feed off him. So I think if Silva's back... I can't see anything in this particular game but a good 2-3 nothing win for Man City. And the Pellegrini front, I think what is disappointed is they got themselves into a position where
they should have been
favourites to win the league.
Yeah.
Now they're looking at everybody else's results. So all of a sudden, a season that there's a lot of optimism in, if they don't pull it off and lads are against them, you know, it's a massive disappointment. I think he'll still be there next year, but because I think he's got the backing of the technical director and the chief executive there. They brought him in, and I think he'll get their backing. But I think it will be by where they got themselves to. I think it'll be a disappointing season if they tail off miserably in the league now. But I think they'll win this one.
Yeah. Do you both think that Liverpool will win the league from here, by the way?
How long have I been saying Liverpool will win the league?
Yeah. So you've been saying it for a few weeks.
I've still got a funny feeling for Chelsea, really have.
Well, that's the one, isn't it? That's the thing against Chelsea is the fact it's sandwiched between the two Atletico Madrid games.
True.
You know, that's massive. You know, whereas Liverpool won't be concerned; they'll just be resting and training.
Yeah.
Do you think, Ron? Do you think Liverpool have got a better? Do you think Chelsea have got a better chance with the Premier League or the Champions League?
Well, they're one win away from both, aren't they, really? I would think... I don't think they'll win the Champions League, because I think whoever they play in the final will be better than them, if they beat Atletico, by the way.
Yeah.
I think they've got two... Yeah.
So if you was Mourinho, and you were the manager now, right? If you were manager of Chelsea, and obviously, you know, you'd have probably been back in the day when they were a struggling team. Not now, obviously, because they're class.
they were hard to beat in that double semi-final. They were well beaten.
If you were manager now then, Ron, on a serious note, and you wouldn't prioritise, you just take every game as it comes, or if you had would you prioritise the Champions League over that game against Liverpool?
I'd go, the first match is the Madrid game, but put my strongest team out with a view to trying to win that.
Yeah.
If by any stretch of the imagination, and you can't really see it, if they got a convincing win, and then I put my strongest team out against Liverpool as well. I put my best team out in both games, in all games, unless they get themselves into a 3 or 4-0. Well, no, you still do it anyway. If they were to beat Madrid 3 or 4-0 in the first game, which they won't, then that governs your second leg selection.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got people like Matic and that he can bring in for those games. Who can come in for the Liverpool game.
Because
he's cup tied. But
it's a 6-game season now, isn't it? That's what you've got left.
You can't be telling players they're tired now. You've got to be saying you win that, and then you go into Sunday's game and try and win that, and then you go into the second leg and try and win that. That's how it should work.
Yeah. Just a quick recap on the Premier League. This is the way it'll work. If Liverpool win all four of their games, they finish on 89 points and win the title, of course, because they play Chelsea. If Chelsea win all their four, they finish on 87 points and win the title, because Liverpool can only get a maximum of 86 then. As for City, if they win all five of theirs now, they can only get to 86 points. So it's now, as Ron was saying, it's out of their hands. I guess a lot of people are thinking that there might be a draw in the Liverpool-Chelsea game. So if Liverpool were to draw one and win three, they finish on 87. If Chelsea draw one and win three, they finish on 85. And as we say, Man City can only get to 86 if they win all five of theirs now. So Liverpool can get a draw against Chelsea and still win the title. Fascinating into the season. Still can still be twists and turns, guys. Kind of, that's the thing. I mean, you know, everyone's saying people are saying it's Liverpool's title now already.
Let me tell you now, Liverpool would take a draw for fun.
Yeah.
If you offered Liverpool a draw against Chelsea, they'd take that. Yeah, true.
Let's look at the non-TV games then, shall we? We'll start with Villa Southampton. This is the first of a few games where there are teams who desperately need points against other teams who should have less desire than them. It doesn't always work like that, of course. Aston Villa Southampton, 5-2 Villa, 2-1 the draw, 5-4 Southampton. 34 points suddenly looks a bit edgy for Villa. Southampton on their day can be a handful for anyone, of course, especially on the break, Ron. Villa starting to get a little bit nervous.
Well, I tell you what, it'll be interesting to see what the changes at Villa have done this week. I think it's a cover-up, that, for me. pounded, but they brought Gordon Cowan's in to help them, but he's got the other two. I never understand that staff being suspended. They're either sacked or they aren't, you know, I don't understand that. But Gordon Cowan's coming, one of the most popular players ever to play for Villa. I think that's a PR exercise. That's to placate the crowd. And Southampton owned the Villa once. Villa nicked them, didn't they, down there? Was it 2-1 or 3-1? Delph broke away and got that great goal.
Yeah, that's true.
Southampton could well win this. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people think the feel-good, the so-called extra feel-good factor the Villa might have. But if Southampton go there and keep the ball for about 20 minutes, the crowd are ready to come over the top.
Yeah.
Tell you. I mean, it could be a nasty atmosphere if Southampton were to go and nick them. I think Southampton could beat them. You know my feeling about them. The Lallanias and people like that, okay, Lamberts, are still playing for things.
I think Southampton will win. I'll go 2-1. As Ron says, I think Southampton will keep the ball well, frustrate the crowd. The crowd might turn. I'll go with a Southampton 2-1 win.
I'll tell you, the chairman of Villa's been coming out with all the noises this week about, you know, what a brave decision, a class decision it was of the managers. I'm told he can't lose this game.
They couldn't sack him now, though, Ron. I mean, we think 5 games left is too late to sack someone.
No. I'll tell you what.
Unbelievable.
But the comments coming out from the chairman have been totally different to the comments that I've heard from people there. But amazing, I do think Southampton are capable of winning.
Yeah, Villa, by the way.
Biggest problem you've got with Villa, do you know they've scored 42 goals in the last 36 home games?
Really?
And Ben Teke had a run of scoring goals last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He's out the magic circle, and you look at them now and think, well, you're not too sure where a goal can come from.
No. The next game, another relegation threatened team, Cardiff versus Stoke. Cardiff 6-4, 2-1 the draw, Stoke 2-1. Stoke comfy in 10th. Cardiff 3 points from safety and accusing Crystal Palace this week of finding out the team when they got beat 3-0. Do you know what, Ron? I knew the team. I knew the Cardiff team was going to be crap. Everyone knew that, didn't they?
What a load of nonsense that is.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the biggest load of nonsense I think I've ever heard in the game. It's farm, you know. How can you put that before the FA? I mean, we probably and apparently it wasn't the same team as the lad gave them anyway. I mean, that is a nonsense. They're surrounding themselves with all sorts of weird and wonderful things, and instead of getting on with what they should have been doing. And all right, they won last week at Southampton. I don't think Sparky will get beat at Cardiff.
No, I don't either.
Same odds, I'd go for the draw.
Me too, draw for me, I think.
Yeah.
Stoke's first top 10 finish in Premier League history, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, there is one little angle you might go on. Kenwyn Jones to score. He's just been done on that fine, and they've upheld that fine he sent. So he would want to poke something in. It might just be, that might be a little added one, that.
Yeah, it might well be, yeah. Cardiff, we'll see what happens with that. But they're trying
the best.
Cardiff
being a one-all draw, mate. One-all draw. Mm.
Yeah. Newcastle versus Swansea, 17-10 Newcastle, 21-10 the draw. Swansea 17-10 as well. Swansea on 33 points, another one of those clubs who just need a win or a couple of draws to edge themselves closer. Newcastle are comfy in ninth, believe it or not. They did all their good work before because they've barely won anything recently. In fact, how about this for a stat, guys? Sunderland have scored as many goals at St James's Park as Newcastle have in 2014. That's including the FA Cup as well, by the way. With that in mind, not many goals coming from Newcastle. Can Swansea beat them?
I don't think you can. You might go for a one-all draw with Boney and Remy scoring the goals or something like that. I don't think Swansea can go there and win.
I think they might just cause one of those bizarre results. I think they could go there and win 1-0 or 2-1. Newcastle, wow. I was seeing some of the things coming out of Newcastle where it was, didn't he blame the local press who've been banned for 6 months from the ground or something, no?
Yeah,
he should have a look at his own team first, shouldn't he? The results they're having.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Did you see the Sun not only about to go at Sunderland by calling them Sunderland, but then they were printing pictures of different things that you could blame on the back page, I think, the other day on the Sunday Sun. So they're having a, you can't, he's got that long contract run, hasn't he? But it's not been a very good end to the season for him, has it? With the ban that he got and then the way his team have performed.
They one of them, the end of the season can't come quick enough, but our Swansea are a good enough team away from home to beat anybody at the moment. I mean, since the managerial change, all right, they won the next one, they beat the Cardiff match, and they've had a couple of decent wins at home, but I can't remember them doing too much away from home for a long time.
No, not particularly great. So a draw for you then, Ron?
Yeah, I'll go for a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, and a win for Robbie. Decent price, 17-10. Final game, and both are safe. Not a lot on this one. West Ham at home to Crystal Palace, 13-10 West Ham, 21-10 the draw, and Palace 23-10. I mean, not a lot on this one then, Ron. West Ham Palace.
I think it looks a nap draw. If Derek was on, it'd be interesting to hear his take on it, because he'd be giving it all sorts of things, like the ball will come off on a stretcher and all that thing, wouldn't he? And you know, but I think. For me, I still think Tony Pulis, unless Brendan Rodgers wins the league, I still think Tony Pulis is manager of the year. His points gathering is great, unbelievable.
Well, surely if Liverpool win the league, it's got to be Brendan Rodgers. Surely, Ron.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. I understand that. But what I'm saying is Tony Pulis, they had 7 points when he went there. They got 40 points now.
He's done a brilliant job, hasn't he? I mean, but I think we all thought they were down, didn't we, to be fair?
Yeah,
I mean, they were a certainty. They were the biggest certs of the season. They would be. I know you've got Sunderland to finish bottom. I thought they were a bigger cert than Sunderland.
Yeah, but definitely at the time.
Full marks to them. And by the way, unbeknown, all right, he hadn't pulled up too many. But Sam steered West Ham out of a fair bit of bother as well. So I think 1-1 looks the score to me.
Robbie? West Ham Palace?
I'm going to go draw, stick on that. It's a few draws this weekend. Draw.
I mean, the Villa Southampton game, the Cardiff Stoke, Newcastle Swansea and West Ham Palace, you can make good arguments for all four of those ending in draws, to be fair, and you'll get a very nice price for those. Best of the week, then I'll pick Derek's because he hasn't texted in. I don't know if Derek's just gone. I think he's gone on the lash with Liverpool, so close to win the title. I obviously won't have done
that. I was so close to my bet of the week when I had 2-2 last week.
Oh, no, I thought it was going to land as well. You're just ahead by about £2, Robbie.
Am I?
£2 ahead after the previous week. And by the way, Derek said he didn't have Stoke plus a goal. He did. That was his bet of the week, so we lost last week. No one won last week. Who are you going for this week then, Robbie? You can go first if you want.
I can let Alan the old man go first.
Okay. Ron?
Sorry, I missed that.
Don't worry. I think he was talking to you anyway.
What's the biggest odds of any result this week?
It's either Sunderland to beat Chelsea or West Brom to beat Man City.
What? No, I mean, with Sunderland to score. I want a 500 to one.
Dear me.
What's Chelsea to nil, Lee?
What, sorry?
What's Chelsea to nil?
Let me just find that for you. Give me a second. I might not be able to find them all, Ron, because I can't get on the William Hill website as easy.
I'll tell you what I'll go for then. I'll go for Man U to win 2-1.
Man United to win 2-1. Let's have a look at that. So look at Chelsea to win to nil, first of all. If we can find that one.
But go, mate. You don't have to find them, do you?
17-20, Robbie, Chelsea to win to nil. So not brilliant.
What else is there?
The 2-1 to Man U, Ron, is priced up at 9-1.
I'll have that.
What's 2-1 Everton?
What about if I have 2-1 and Rooney and Fellaini to score?
Yeah, that'll be plenty. I can't wear that out.
Can I get 1,000? Can I get 100-1 on that?
I'm not quoting you that, no. Because then someone will say to me, oh, he quoted it on that William Hill podcast. You can't have it in the same game, Robbie, can you? The Everton one.
Oh, no.
But just out of interest, it's Everton 2-1 is priced up at 8-1.
And I go Chelsea 2-0, so I'll go for Chelsea 2-0.
Yeah, I'm going Man U.
Man U 2-1. Yeah, Man U 2-1. And for Derek, I'll pick. I'm going to pick Swansea to beat Newcastle for him. I think that's kind of better.
No. Pick.
The Suarez 10-1. What about the Suarez hat trick 10-1?
No. Don't give him that. Give him Norwich to win 8-0. Against Liverpool.
When it gets to 7, you'll be sweating.
Say no more.
I can't believe neither of you went for that Suarez hat trick. I'm amazed at the 10-1. I thought I was nailed on to go for that. Chaps, thanks for bearing with me, and okay. We'll speak next week. Have a great Easter weekend.
Okay. Cheers, Ronald.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.